Hello and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. Joining me in the studio today is fellow graduate Taylor Slavens. Now, welcome in, Taylor. I know who you are, but how about you give everybody listening a quick introduction?
My name is Taylor Slavens, and my major is multimedia journalism. And I'm also a longtime staff member of the Arrow. I've been there for, this will be my third year.
Oh my gosh. It's wonderful to have you in the studio. I always feel great when I get to talk to actual media people because it's not easy to cover them outside of something like this. But yeah, welcome in.
Thanks.
Speaking of the Arrow, what are some of the biggest things you've learned kind of out of the classroom?
Outside of the classroom, at the Arrow, the biggest thing I've learned has been leadership skills, I think. Wrangling a group of volunteer writers who are college students who aren't getting paid isn't always the easiest ask, but I've been very blessed, and the times I've been at the Arrow, I've had really great groups of volunteers that I've worked with. But just managing a newsroom and being a leader to people who may be new and not really know what they're doing has definitely been like a big learning curve. I kind of do the management underneath our editor-in-chief, and so I would say, yeah, that management aspect and the leadership, just being able to sit down with a volunteer and walk them through the writing process, start to finish, how to conduct interviews. I love the teaching aspect of it. It's very fun for me.
Awesome. And I know you're a workhorse. I've seen you take 7+ stories in 1 week before. What's it like balancing all of that and being here at graduation feel like?
For me personally, I never felt like I had to kind of over plan or like make specific time for the Arrow because writing is really at the end of the day my passion. And so I feel like having a work-life balance between the Arrow and just general life is kind of tricky for me because writing is my life. Journalism is my life. That's what keeps me going.
How does it feel to be here at graduation now that, you know, everything is kind of over?
It's crazy. I never thought that I would be in the position that I am right now. When I started college, I didn't have any clue what I wanted to do. I knew I loved writing. I was always an essay writer in high school. I remember being a kid and like winning the DARE essay competition and being like, yeah, I love writing. This is so fun. And so just being here.
Do anything for that line.
Yeah, literally. So like being here at graduation is just so surreal because I never thought that I would be in a position where I've won awards for my writing or I'm in a leadership position at a newsroom, even if it is a student newsroom.
And your website. I know that won an award just recently.
Yeah.
It's kind of been your baby.
That website is my baby. When I first started, they were like, yeah, so we don't really love the website. So like, let's kind of figure out how to revamp that. And so I worked over the summer before I started into my assignment at website editor position. And that whole summer, I kind of spent just like reorganizing the website, reordering stories, remaking tags, figuring out how to do multimedia a little bit better, that kind of thing. So that website really is my baby. And getting to go to the Missouri College Media Awards and having them say, yeah, first place, like this website is a first place winner, was really cool because I never thought that something I worked on would win first place. Mm-hmm. And we're up for a nomination for a Pacemaker Award for the website as well, which is a really big deal.
It's national, right?
It's a national award. So even just being nominated for a national award for a website that I've spent the past like year pouring my heart and soul into is really cool and very exciting. And it's just never somewhere that I thought I would end up, and I'm really proud of all of the work that Arrow has done these past couple years, and I'm really proud to be able to be a part of a team like that. I've gotten really lucky. Everybody on staff is great.
Aw, thank you. That's a wonderful sentiment. I guess the last kinds of things is any advice you'd have for a freshman, somebody coming fresh on campus?
For incoming freshmen, my biggest advice would be do it and do it scared. It doesn't matter if you're afraid. Obviously, you know, you're going to be a little bit afraid to try new things. That kind of comes with the territory, but do it scared. Just do it. Like, that's the biggest advice I can have, is just to throw yourself into it. Even if you are scared, you'll figure it out. You'll find your place in whatever organization you're trying to join. And it'll work out. You just have to do it and be passionate about it and toss yourself in there. Like, you got to put your name in the ring. Otherwise, nothing's ever going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can't kind of sit back and wait for opportunities to come to you. You have to put yourself out there, even if you are afraid. So yeah, just do it and do it even if you're scared.
Awesome. As always, I open the floor to my guests. Is there anything you'd like to know or maybe any special memories you'd like to share?
I think my favorite memory of all time at the Arrow was when we did our President Vargas special section. We put a lot of thought and emotion and just passion into that Vargas project. One of my stories ended up winning a feature writing award, which is a very competitive category for the awards. And I just remember we had such a successful tabling event. We had tables all across campus, but my group set one up on River.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a cardboard cut out of Vargas. And we just had so much engagement.
He was like an astronaut,
wasn't he? Yeah, he was an astronaut.
Awesome.
The other ones on campus were an astronaut. The one on River was Shakespeare Vargas.
Oh, yes.
And so, like, we just got so much good engagement. Students were coming over to take photos with us, talking to us. We got interviews. We got audio clips. We got so much good engagement with the community that day. And so that day really sticks out to me. It's just a day where I really felt like the community was welcoming the Arrow with open arms. And they were excited to see us out there, do our thing. And, you know, obviously we have the silly memories, like driving around with the cardboard cutout sticking out of my car.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind of thing. But I think
endless
that's...
Endless paper nights.
Yes.
That go too long.
I do want to mention paper nights. Paper nights are also another really fond memory I have. They sound not fun when you see it on paper, like, oh, spending hours in the evening at night up at the office putting together paper probably doesn't sound very exciting, but it's such a good bonding experience. You get so close with your team over time, especially when you're there late poring over a project like that. And I definitely think those paper nights got me a lot closer to a lot of the people on staff, and it created an opportunity for a lot of good friendships as well.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you again for coming in and speaking with me.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me for this very special episode of SEMO Spotlight. It'll be my last episode as your host, so unfortunately I won't see you next time, but I'll be listening right there with you. Join us again soon for another episode of SEMO Spotlight.